Milan Mizun, you were close to signing him last week. Is that completely off now, or is there a chance that he could still sign?
No, that's off. He unfortunately, you know, on the Tuesday before he arrived here on the Friday, he got a bang in his training on his knee back in the Czech Republic. And unbeknown to himself and to us, you know, until we had a scan, you know, we discovered that he got cartilage problems, so he needs an operation. And that rules him out for a minimum of 3 months. So it's unfortunate, you know, because he was a very good talent, you know, and I've seen him first hand many times. And he would have been fantastic for us. But he's not fit, you know, and it's unfair to the boy, and it's certainly unfair to the football club to bring somebody in, you know, who hasn't proven his fitness yet.
One name that we get asked about more than any other with Sheffield United is Francois Zoko. Is he a player that you're looking at, and is there anything in that?
No.
Nothing in that at all?
No.
And what about Jeffrey Schlupp? He's the other name that seems to crop up an awful lot. Is he a player that
yes,
you would
he
like
is.
To bring?
Yeah, listen, we've kept tabs on Jeffrey. We've been in touch with Leicester last season, you know, and to see what his situation is. He's a quality player. You know, you've got to be in a position where you'd like to bring somebody of his calibre in. Listen, we'll not be the only one who'll be after his signature if he's going to be allowed to go out on loan. But we want to be pitching him with people, you know, or with clubs, you know, with who have players like that available, as we just saw with John Coffey. You know, so in that perspective, yes, we would be interested, but that's down to Leicester. I mean, there's no pressure on myself to say that we're after him, you know, because we knew last year and the club knew last year. But I don't know the question. I don't know the answer to your question, really, quite honestly, whether Leicester will let him go out or not.
Have you inquired about whether they would?
Not this year, no, not so far, but he will be somebody available. If he were available, we would certainly look at him, yeah.
What about trialists? So have you got any in this week? Are you going to take any to Malta? Are you looking at guys like that?
We've got a couple in. We've got Jamil Matt, who came from Kidderminster, who's very highly thought of there. He's a big, powerful centre-forward. We're going to have a good look at him. I think he's... if he can get up to the fitness levels that we're at, he could be a real handful at this level. Got a lot of rawness about him, but you know, a lot of players that come out of the league do have that. But you can shine him up a little bit, you know, and hopefully, you know, if he, like I say, he needs to get to a certain level of fitness. I think you've seen him running around the track with some of the fitter boys, and he's finding it difficult at the moment. But anybody can find it difficult because it's a hard regime at this time. But yes, he's one that we brought in. Jack Dean, who's another boy who came from Fulham. We're having a look at him. He's a fullback, a young fullback who'll be coming to the development area. Again, at the moment in time, he's in training with us, but we've made no decision with them yet.
Last time we spoke to you, you said that the budget had not been made clear to you mm-hmm. yet. Has that been cleared up now?
No, not 100%, no. We're still waiting. Like I say, I think it really depends on who's here and who's not here. You know, until we can clear that situation up, then we'll know exactly where we are and where we stand. Very frustrating, I have to say, and I think it's frustrating for everybody. But it doesn't mean to say that by the time the first ball's kicked in anger, which was Burton, that we won't have a team that's going to be challenging again for the Holy Grail, if you like, at the end of the season. Listen, look up and down the country, and you know, we're not the only football club who are making cutbacks. This is not unusual at this moment in time. I think the whole industry and worldwide is cutting back. We're not immune to that. Unfortunately, it's sad that we can't understand at this moment in time exactly what we've got and be clear cut. But I can guarantee you that by the time we kick off, like I said, we'll be up and running and ready to challenge again to get in the top two places.
Obviously, you have sold Matthew Lowton to Aston Villa. Is there a pressure to sell other players to sort of get that wage bill down?
There's no pressure, but if it's about, we'll listen to offers. You know, you've got to be transparent, as I said before, and I've said it before many times in these meetings. We've got to be understanding, everybody's going to understand where we're coming from. You know, the club will be making cutbacks, and we have to be ready for those challenges. And the players that we're bringing in have to be of a quality that will keep Sheffield United at the top of that league. And that's what we've always said. You know, we're not going to bring just any Tom, Dick and Harry in just to make numbers up. We want the quality that befits the club and befits the fans and certainly befits a standard of play and a style of play that we've tried to play in the last 12 months. That won't change. You know, we're not going to look at that any differently. But again, you know, you have to remember again, the players that come in up and down the country are having the same problems of getting football clubs and getting the wages that they expect to get. They're not getting them. So there's still a few out there, you know, and let's hope we can nick one or two.